Jack of News, you need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 29, Rustenburg and Mombela 30 degrees.
We've got queuing traffic in the Crown again today. M2 both ways. Queuing traffic between the Crown Interchange and Main Reef Road and roadworks in Braamfontein M1 southbound. Restrictions near Smith Street.
We start in George in the Southern Cape, where a major search and rescue operation continues after a building collapse at a construction site of an apartment block. A specialised asbestos removal company has now been roped in to help dismantle the parking structure adjacent to the disaster site. Municipal authorities confirmed 36 workers have been retrieved. 7 fatalities have been recorded. 39 of the initial 75 workers on site remain unaccounted for. The building collapsed on Monday. Closer to home, in City Power says teams are continuing efforts to expedite the restoration of power supply to areas affected by the M1 fire incident. The blaze, which broke out a week ago, was allegedly due to vandalism and cable theft. Your spokesperson, Isaac Mangera.
The work of installing new cables on the M1 bridge will take longer. That's why the entity has remained hard at work, trying to reroute some of the underground network in an effort to provide relief to the affected customers.
Convicted serial killer Sifiso Mkhwanazi still has to undergo a mental assessment despite the courts having made the order nearly 2 months ago. Mkhwanazi appeared briefly in the High Court sitting in Palm Ridge today, where the matter was postponed to next Friday. He was found guilty in March of raping and killing 6 sex workers in the Johannesburg CBD. The victims' decomposed bodies were found at his father's car repair workshop in October 2022. Mase Chabase Fularo reports.
Judge Kasim Musa confirmed pre-sentencing proceedings in the Sifiso Mkhwanazi multiple murder case cannot continue due to several outstanding reports, including the probation officer's report, victim impact statements, and the risk assessment report to be done at the Sterkfontein Psychiatric Hospital.
On Friday, when you return, this court will then make the order for your risk assessment to be conducted from Monday.
From Monday, it's expected Mkhwanazi will spend a month at the facility before the mental evaluation report can be made available. Masichaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News in Palm Ridge.
With the elections just 20 days away, Build One South Africa leader Musi Maimane has proposed the cutting of the number of government departments and ministries to 10. He tabled the party's plan outside the union buildings today.
The dilemma we face at the moment is that there are just too many ministries that are not accountable to anyone.
In news abroad, the U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week. This amid concerns over their potential use in an invasion in Rafah in Gaza. The shipment included over 3,000 bombs. And the British government has ruled out a cyber attack as the cause of a nationwide E-gate outage at a number of airports. It caused widespread delays for travellers. The electronic gates, which scan passports and use facial recognition, went down at about 8 p.m. last night. And it's now up and running again. I'm Chanel Septimani Tweedy with Nes de Ere Groot Soek en Reddingsoperatie Dier Voort in George in die Suidkaap, waar een gebouw in ingestort het.
Wow, hectic, eh? 39 humans still missing. Come on, rescue them. Make our year.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold 'em. Down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up.
Hey!
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado,
tornado
in my city.
In my city.
Of red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.